So you're saying that my restaurant's the best, and I'm saying that yours is the best?
I think that's what we're saying.
Well, then I'm agreeing with you.
So now I'm finally right?
No, not really. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air or go to FastEddiesBonAir.com.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. 2012 marks the 80th anniversary of J.B. Smith. To celebrate, we're proud to announce the opening of our new gourmet coffee bar area. Stop by for a cup of coffee and see why J.B. Smith is large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the understanding your family deserves. Visit jbsmith.com for prices and more information. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, providing hometown values and personalized service for 80 years.
When you were a kid, you knew guys who were into cars, really into cars. The Old Car Guys at theoldcarguys.com have been living and breathing old cars since both they and the cars they love were young. Now, they bring you and classic cars together on theoldcarguys.com. They search the back roads to help people buy or sell classic cars at theoldcarguys.com. Not near a computer? Call them at 314-306-7507. Theoldcarguys.com, where buyers and sellers come together.
Attention.
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 Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-441-6994. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-6994. 1-800-441-6994.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Strange.
Well, we'll have the broadcast of the Cardinals' home opener coming up in just a few minutes. And
No, we don't have us. They own
forgot
us.
Forgot all
they own
about
us
that.
Still, but they're not on our station.
Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is Friday the 13th.
No!
I'm not really a believer in all of that. I don't care about
You're
walking
not?
Under. No.
Oh, boy,
I care about walking under.
Walking under black cats? Or?
Walking under black cats, yeah. No. Not really a superstitious guy. I know. Speaking of superstitions, I know a lot of people have been growing their beards out for the Blues game.
All right.
Now, do you
playoff beard?
Is that why?
Well, I always beard? Have a beard, but yeah.
I've never heard.
Sure. You've I'll never heard it. Of people growing their beard out for?
No.
Really?
No. Never.
Oh yeah. Even like during the World Series, you don't shave your beard until they win. It's kind of a superstitious
thing.
They're going
to be playing through June if they keep.
Oh
going,
yeah.
Right?
There's
going
to be some scruffy beards. Well, hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah.
Last night wasn't. A good start.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch. I'm not a people agree, man. I'm not a huge hockey fan, and so I guess you would call me a fair weather fan.
Yeah.
I only tune in when maybe they're in the playoffs or something like that. But
well, lately you haven't been tuning in at all.
No, though. No, I have not. I have not been tuned. But I did see they have the fountain down at Keener Plaza was blue. Which
yeah.
I thought that's because
nice.
Tradition has it. That's usually red this time of the year, and it's
mm-hmm.
blue now. So that's kind of. Maybe shaking a few people the wrong way, but what the heck? It's opening day, and holy cow, those poor people down there, they had such beautiful weather for like 2-3 weeks in a row, and then opening day.
Two or three months?
Yeah, exactly. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
But, well, now it looks nice. There's a blue sky out now.
Blue sky?
It is. You know, I felt sorry for with the vendors that had tents and stuff out there. They have tents at Keener Plaza. They have tents. I mean, they have the tents all over the place.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people didn't want to stay outside. So I'm sure the bars, everything around there, all the bars and stuff were packed with people. Like JC said, that place, the O'Kelly's, was packed when they were down there.
Yeah, and they were showing folks on television still trying to get in. I'm not sure if they delayed bringing people in or what, but looks like a madhouse. But, hey, we're glad you are with us this afternoon and hanging with us. We certainly appreciate that. Got a big show for you today.
A really big
show?
We
do?
No, I'm just kidding. I just, no,
nothing.
Something to say.
Next week, we won't be here.
Yeah, next week, we'll be out and about.
On the road.
On the road.
Woo-hoo, our first one.
This will be very exciting, and you'll be hearing a promo running on the radio station in the next few days that Dan Strauss put together, and we'll tell you a little bit more later this afternoon, but basically, we'll be out and about, and we hope that you'll come by and say hello.
In St. Charles.
In St. Charles. And
I'll have to drive about 3 miles.
Yeah, I'll have to drive a lot. Oh, Dan, you'll really have a drive.
That's
really far for you.
It's about 8 more miles in from here.
Yeah, it'll be about 10 or 15 more minutes.
Hey, let's carpool. Carpool.
You want to carpool?
No, I don't want to drive with
you. You want Dan to
drive? No, I was just...
you don't want me to drive.
I've ridden with him. What's going on up there? I'm like, nothing.
Just
it's
trying
fine.
To be nice. Oh, my goodness. So, does anybody have anything they'd like to say?
Tina says, just keep going. Just keep going.
I do. I brought in a story that I thought was a little interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last week I brought in the story about the gal who ripped the guy's scrotum off?
Yes, that was than a little interesting.
Oh, she's still laughing about it. Look at her. She's cackling.
I don't know why I find these stories.
Couldn't sleep for a week after hearing that story.
I found the story. They're calling it the boyzillion or the ultimate he-wax. And they're saying more and more men now are getting, like, the Brazilian bikini wax.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Oh, why, for wearing the Speedos?
Yeah.
I don't think any men that I know.
No.
A lot of them. When we go on our trips, we see a lot of the Europeans wearing the guys
banana
wearing the
hammocks.
Speedos. And their physiques do not, you know, complement them with
the
Speedos.
Well, they're saying it's a trend and that the men's waxing has doubled. Since 2011, since last year. So,
that's got to be weird.
Bikini waxes,
I mean, what do you,
for men. Ooh.
Do you sit in a chair? I mean, how does that go down?
And then
a complete stranger comes down and starts, you know, poking around and
well,
doing stuff.
Well, it says this guy offers ultimate he wax.
It seems a little weird to me.
They have the run-of-the-mill process of using hot wax to strip males of their pubic hair.
Oh, you can't say that on
and
the
then
air.
They have
public hair.
Come on.
Pizzazzling, in which crystals in patterns like stars and dolphins are affixed on newly defuzzed skin.
No, not on the guys. The guys
yes.
are doing that too. No,
uh-huh. It says that's right. Men are now opting for a little bling added
not
to their
this,
freshly
man.
Waxed parts.
Wow. Putting little stars and stuff. And
they say some men are bowing to the pressure from their wives and their girlfriends. And others have endured the
Figures
painful practice for years.
This.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I'm all for a little manscaping, but that's a little
so
too
how,
much.
So how, have you had this done, Natina?
Oh, no.
No, you wouldn't do that?
That seems really gross to me. I mean, it's bad enough to have to go, you know, to a gynecologist, but to go somewhere.
So you agree with me?
Gynecologist.
No matter male or female, it's kind of weird and sort of.
The waxing, it also hurts, doesn't it? I would imagine down there it would hurt,
well,
too.
Yeah, it hurts everywhere.
I say anywhere.
I've had the eyebrows done. It's like. I cuss every time they pull the little. I'm like, but that's not what
so
I do.
So how often do you have to go back? Is that like a once a month deal or what?
I
if you wax, it, I mean,
I'm
how
sure
long does that last
at least
for?
Least a couple.
I don't know.
We
need to hear from some listeners out there, maybe.
Ladies.
That,
oh, I wonder if there's any men that listen that have had it done.
No,
guys
not
that do
that
the
gonna
waxing.
Admit it.
Yeah, I don't think any of our guy listeners.
They might
participate.
A couple
in
of them might do it and change their names.
Uh-huh.
I see maybe Dan doing this because he's a big
Manny
Petty guy now. So
I do a lot. I do pedicures all the time. I don't necessarily get
a manicure.
I've
ever had a
every
pedicure.
Time. You've never had a pedicure?
No.
Oh man, it's awesome.
easy boy.
I always hated. Tina's had them, right?
Yeah, I just got one about a week or so ago. What color do you have your toenails?
I've had the manicure deal.
I don't.
You don't get color on your?
No, I don't get color on my toes. But I always
hope
hated
you tip
people.
Extra well because
Boy, no kidding.
That's like hazard duty with your feet.
No oh, kidding. With my big toes, it's like they have to put on safety goggles and everything else, okay, man. Like a thing, it's like a missile.
Oh, look at the phones.
Three lines
are going crazy.
Well, maybe we have some waxies out there.
Wow.
All right.
314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS.
Yeah, I just think it'd be really embarrassing to sit there with your legs apart and have somebody's head down there putting that hot stuff on and then ripping
it. Yeah.
Let's talk to Tom. Maybe Tom's had this done. Tom, how you doing? Good afternoon.
This is Tom. I probably get my back waxed every 6 weeks.
Your back.
Really?
Well, now, see, that's okay to me. I think that's okay
different.
For a guy to get that done.
That's a lot different.
Does it hurt?
Oh, yeah. But you get used to it, and then within probably another 2 months, I won't have to do it anymore. It'll completely fade away. There won't be any more.
So how many times have you had it done where it won't come back?
Usually you have to have it done for about a year, and then eventually it just, I mean, every time it grows back a little less and a little less and a little less. You've got 3 stages of hair growth, and usually eventually you just eventually damage the follicle so bad.
Now, you're not going to go any further like what she's saying in this story. You're just going to do your back, right? Nothing else?
Yeah.
But, okay.
I mean, you want to know how often you had to do it. It's usually every between 4 and 6 weeks.
I bet it feels good having the warm wax put on your back, though, doesn't it?
It does until they rip your heart out when they rip it off.
Well, yeah, there is that. There's
yeah, that scene from...
You swear it's all attached to your eyeballs when you do it.
Yeah, from 40-year-old version, that scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the chest, though. I would think that would be worse.
And he really did that, and he said it was... And he really bled. I mean, in that scene, they had him...
No, I did not bleed. At Massage Luxe, they're really good about that, so you don't bleed.
Holy cow. All right, well, Tom, we appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Back waxing. All right. This is Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Bob, we appreciate it.
Oh, right. Bob, you got to turn your radio down.
Listen to your radio. We'll come back. This is Jen. How you doing, Jen?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I just had to call and let you know I actually work in a salon.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of waxing for men for back and eyebrows and things like that. We do not do the manzillion. Or the brozillion.
Brozillion.
But we do get a lot of men asking about it.
Really?
So it's a lot more common than you probably think. And, Tina, it does hurt.
Do you do the women? You do the women, though?
Oh, my, yes. It's one of the most popular services that we offer.
And you have to take all your underwear off and everything right
now? You do.
I would think
so. But it's just like going to the doctor. The esthetician looks at it all day. So she knows what she's looking at, and it doesn't get that weird after a while, I have to tell you.
So how come you only do women there, no men?
Well, I have to say, I do think it's something that we may move into in the future because it is becoming something that's so requested, but it all has to do with the comfortability of the esthetician and what they feel comfortable doing, and at this time, the ladies just don't feel comfortable enough to wax the boys.
So it's mostly women that do that service.
Yeah, are there guys? Are there
literally
guys?
Wax the boys.
Oh, I had a guy do my armpits.
Well, and that would probably be more weird for a guy to go in and have a guy messing around down there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know?
Yeah, I have to imagine, yes.
All right. Well, Jen, thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
See you later.
Bye.
All right.
I wouldn't want a guy doing that.
No. Oh, this is Brett. How you doing, Brett?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Great.
Good.
Hey, talking about the waxing, after 40-year-old virgin came out, I kind of decided to go with the whole dare. Some of my buddies thought it'd be funny to go in and get my chest waxed, so I'm not one to shy away from it. I went in and did it. And I guess to put it simply, the nipple region getting waxed is the most painful thing that's ever happened in my life.
Wow.
They were so, I mean, and she made an effort to make it hurt, I think. I don't know. I might have known it was a joke, but I was sore for a good week and a half or 2 weeks afterwards.
Because,
so.
That's a different kind of skin there. It's a different...
It's not something I'd recommend any male or female, for that matter, do.
Yeah.
Well, glad you recovered there, Brett.
Yeah, we're okay now, but it took a while.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
I guess there are some females with hair on their chest.
I'm sorry. Guys should not be shaving their chest. Men should not be shaving their chests. The back thing, I guess, fine. All right. But
there's a lot of girls now that don't like
shave their
hairy guys.
I have to trim it every now and then
guys.
Because mine gets so long, I just have to, you know, just take a little off the top.
Mine's always perfect.
Your hair?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't notice you had a real hairy chest.
Yeah, this is Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome to Wax Talk.
You're not
how
looking
you doing?
Close enough.
How you doing?
Good, Jennifer. What's up?
Well, you guys are talking about waxing and everything. I have actually been getting a Brazilian every month for 3.5 years.
Every month?
I thought the hair didn't grow after a while.
Prove it.
It's just like getting your eyebrows done. I mean, it's your hair grows. It doesn't stop. And, I mean, it depends on each woman. You know, on my hair, even on my head, it grows extremely fast.
Yeah, it's just the same, just, except your eyebrows aren't between your legs.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get too...
I moved away from the woman that was doing all of my waxes, and she actually taught me how to wax myself. So for the past 6 months, I've been doing my own wax.
Mm. Tell us some more about that, Jennifer.
Details.
How does that work?
Pour yourself a nice glass of wine.
My husband definitely has to help.
Barry White music.
Your husband has to help?
I bet he does.
You can't see everything.
No, I think. No, I don't want to get too graphic, though.
Yes,
but
you
do. Well, okay, I do. With the Brazilian wax, I mean, that's everything. Clean slate, right?
Everything, front and back.
Mm. Ooh, and back.
Are there...
Wow.
No, I did actually convince my husband about 1.5 years ago to get a Brazilian.
Oh.
And he absolutely regrets it. Never in his life will he ever do it again.
Poor man.
It was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
He was bleeding. He
oh,
was
my
bleeding
goodness.
From it,
oh,
like,
yeah.
In the 40-year-old version.
Bleeding.
Way to go, Jennifer.
The Brazilian bleeding down there. You don't want bleeding.
Now, is it? Now, we always hear about the Brazilian. Are there others? Is there the Chilean wax? The Ecuadorian wax? It's always here in Brazil. I guess that's it, huh?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I've heard Ian talk about a landing strip or something.
Well, yeah, that's
a landing strip.
That's
not it. That's not
what?
What'd you call it?
The stripper stripe?
A stripper stripe. Well, okay. Jennifer, thank you for the details. I think you made peon today.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Daisy.
Thank you.
I too. Yeah, thank you, Jennifer. Okay. Wow, this may be the best show we've ever done.
She does herself.
Thanks for bringing up.
Hello. Yeah, nice job, Tina. You never know.
No problem.
You never know. This is Tony. Before we break, how you doing, Tony?
Good.
What's up?
I do manscape. I do manscape my chest.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I have done the armpit area, but the favorite of mine is I wax the inside of my nostrils.
Oh. Wax the inside?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, see, you're not supposed to.
It saves you a lot of razor cuts, scissor pricks in your nose. It's pretty unbelievable. And I wouldn't have ever thought of it until a girl that does my hair, she suggested it. And I said, yeah, let's do it. And it's great.
Why don't you get one of those little
trimmers?
Those little trimmers. They got their little round thing.
You will never get them as close as you can with pulling all of the hairs out.
Yeah, I tried that, Tony, and ran out of wax.
I don't think you're supposed to pull all the hairs
out. Yeah, I've heard that's not a good thing.
No, you don't get up in there very far. You just get what's visible to the eye.
Well, how do you do it? You just dab the wax in there and then put...
Well,
yeah, there's apparently like two different temperatures of wax. There's like a low temp and a high temp wax. I don't know all that, but anyway, she just gives me a Q-tip or cotton swab and puts baby oil on the swab, and you lather up the inside of your nose, like the skin part, so the wax doesn't stick to your skin, and then she applies the wax. She basically just globs it in there, and you can't breathe out of your nose for about a half a minute, and then she gets her fingers and just yanks away.
Wow. That's got to bring tears to your eyes.
It was a little sensitive the first time, but I've had to have my eyebrows waxed since I was like 16, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Go there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tony. Right. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hard to breathe.
Yeah, I heard that's not good because the hair is supposed to, you know, trap.
Yeah, but just, I think he's just talking
stuff.
About the little.
Yeah.
Down there.
Could be.
Where else are you going to find on the radio dial wax talk?
Nowhere else.
NPR doesn't have this going on.
Or waxing poetic.
Charlie Brennan did this yesterday.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, we're always stealing from Charlie.
Talking about Brazilian waxes.
Holy cow. All right. We'll take our first break. We'll come back. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With our first look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they were working with an accident on northbound 55 near Bates. It's just before Bates. You got two left lanes that were closed, and you had a bit of a backup behind there. Downtown coming in over the Poplar Street Bridge, 5570 westbound. That was backed up 4th Street, folks coming in for the game. And then we're just looking like we're building some volume now as you make your way westbound on 40. As you approach McCausland, 270 through Mason, southbound 270, that's running slow from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play Cardinal Scratchers for Missouri Lottery for a chance to win $70,000 cash instantly or season tickets, gear, and more in the Second Chance promotion. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm George Weber, president of Weber Chevrolet and a proud parent of a student at CBC High School. As a current parent, I can say that I am extremely impressed with how dedicated the staff and teachers are. My son found his niche at CBC in the Music and Fine Arts program and has grown so much in just a short time. I am extremely proud of the school today because his teachers at CBC continue to set the bar high for all their students. They expect more from them, and they expect their alumni to have all the tools they need to succeed in college and in life. This year, I invite all parents and alumni to connect with CBC and see why CBC remains one of the most popular college preparatory high schools in St. Louis. There are many things that will make you proud. There has never been a better time to be part of CBC. I'm George Weber of Weber Chevrolet, and I am one, but I'm not the only one. CBC High School, men for tomorrow, brothers for life.
You can learn more about all the great things happening at CBC. Go online to cbchs.org or contact the CBC Alumni Relations Office at 314-985-6098.
If you owned a Patriot sunroof, you use it.
Hi, I'm Pat Lewis, co-owner of Patriot Sunrooms. I'm excited to invite you to our open house this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at all Patriot showrooms. If you have previously had an estimate or just curious about a sunroom, bring in your measurements and allow us to review your project. With special factory pricing, you can now save thousands on your sunroom. For showroom directions and to view our open house specials, please visit PatriotSunrooms.com or call 1-800-285-3232. Patriot services the complete metro area with showrooms in Edwardsville, Ellisville, and Kirkwood. So visit us this weekend or call 1-800-285-3232 for a free estimate.
When you own a Patriot sunroom, you've got outdoor living indoors.
That's Patriot Sunrooms at PatriotSunrooms.com.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois, with a couple of very special offers happening now at Meyer Honda. Now, when you buy a new Accord, Civic, or Odyssey, Honda will make your first car payment up to $500. Also, don't you like that byline in the ads that say no purchase necessary? How about this special offer? Right now, you can lease any new Meyer Honda with no money down. And when Meyer Honda says no money down, we mean no money due at signing, no hidden license, title, and taxes fees. For example, you can lease a brand new Meyer Honda Accord LX sedan for just $279 a month with no money down. So try Meyer Honda, buy any new Accord, Civic, or Odyssey, and have your first payment made for you, or lease any new Meyer Honda for no money down. Oh, and our inventory is awesome. Big selection of all models and colors. Might I suggest World Series Champions Red? Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Let's be clear. Crystal clear, in fact. That's what you want from your pool, right? Crystal clear, clean, refreshing water. Say hello to Bacquacil, the chlorine-free solution for perfect pools. And say goodbye to complicated pool care treatments forever. You can also say goodbye to red eyes, dry skin, and dry hair. Dive into water that's crystal clear and easy on all pool surfaces and swimsuits.
Oh, yeah!
Convert your pool in less than 24 hours to chlorine-free Bacquacil Pool and feel the difference for yourself.
Wow!
No more inconsistent, complicated treatments. Just more time enjoying your beautifully clear pool. The Bacquacil Pool Care System, available exclusively at authorized quality pool retailers like Mr. B's Pool Centers. Bacquacil, the difference is clear. Visit your authorized Bacquacil dealer at Mr. B's Pool Centers in St. Peter's and Afton. Go to mrbspools.com.
For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you've been thinking about new hardwood floors in your home, Here's a great idea. Beautiful hand-scraped hardwood flooring is on sale now for only $7.99 a square foot install. That's right. You can have beautiful, pre-finished, hand-scraped hardwood floors installed for only $7.99 a square foot. This sale is for 5-inch wide hickory hardwood planks and your choice of 6 beautiful pre-finished colors. Hand-scraped 5-inch wide hardwood flooring is the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 6 colors and durable hickory hardwood, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and start your spring off right. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Play indoors this weekend with new Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint starting at $23.98 a gallon, only at the Home Depot. The number one selling brand of paint just got better, making coverage easier and faster, even on tough surfaces like bare wood. So make a one-wall statement or tackle a total room takeover. Roll over to the Home Depot for new Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint starting at $23.98 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
A 1-pound T-bone steak with fries, just $10.99. Tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a 1-pound T-bone steak and fries for just $10.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. Online at Iacovelli's.com.
Call St. Louis Closet Company. They can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. St. Louis Closet Company. Call about their spring special. 314-781-9000.
Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Yep, 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 yep. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. 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 Boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom.
It is the large morning show in the afternoon. Big 550 KTRS. Wax talk is over. Thank you for all the calls and the great topic from Tina Dalpiez.
Oh, thank you.
Tina always brings in a winner for
this
topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always something. So we have we got a couple of guests in the studio, and Dan Strauss called me last night, even though repeatedly I've said, please do not call me.
He has called, a restraining order on me, so I have to call him.
He said, I've got my niece and has a foreign exchange student staying with her, and would it be okay to bring her into the studio, interview her, and talk to her? Because Dan knows I run the show on Fridays.
Right.
You know how that goes. So I said, well, absolutely. So she's here, and this will be very exciting. We have a foreigner amongst us. We're all going to make her feel very welcome. Please welcome, mm-hmm. along with Dimmy, who is Dan Strauss's niece, please welcome from Germany, everybody, Carmen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome. Well, now, how long have you been in the United States so far? Like a couple of days? When did you get here?
We came here on Monday.
Monday. Okay. So you've been here a week already.
They went to Chicago first.
You got to get right to the microphone,
right on the
Jimmy,
microphone.
I'm sorry.
They went to Chicago first.
Oh, you went to Chicago first. All right. Well, you know, that's okay.
How do you like the United States so far? Have you ever been here before?
No, it's the first time.
Yeah? Yeah? Now why did you why did you want to come here to the United States?
Because actually I know America just from all these movies, and I've never been here, and everybody says that it's a really great state, and everything is, it's different from Germany. I want to.
It's different, all right.
Yeah,
it's
it is
very different.
Are you by yourself? I mean, or anybody else in your family come down?
No, she's staying with just me at my house. I mean, she's with her friends, but
so a group of you came over.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, and you stay with Demi, and then your other friends are staying at different homes.
Yes.
Okay, in this area.
Yeah. The same high school.
Oh,
uh-huh, nice.
Okay. And so you said you've learned from the United States from television. Hopefully you don't watch Jersey Shore, do you, at all?
What? Jersey Shore?
Yeah. Jersey Shore. No. Oh, that's a no. Good.
Good. She does.
Yay, good.
So you have a fresh slate.
No, she doesn't. But she said that she learned, the prom king and queen and, the high school being big.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those kinds of things.
Yeah, I guess, did they not have that over at high school in Germany? Did they not do that?
No, we have something like a, but I don't know how to say it in English. It's when you finish school, you have something like a big party and everybody is there, but it's not like having a prom queen and king. And
yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, the big dance. Do they have a dance? Do they have dances at your school?
No.
No dances?
No dances.
Wow.
No.
Well, I'm not going to Germany.
Bill loves to dance.
Yeah, he's a dancing fool.
Are you at a public school in Germany? Or?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
We do everything except of school outside in a private club, in a separate one.
So tell me about living in Germany. You mentioned you learned about America through movies and stuff. How much American, excuse me, it's very unprofessional.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, easy.
How much American culture is there in Germany? You mentioned just television. Is there a lot of American shows on television? I mean,
yeah, there are.
What would be some of the popular American shows that you could see in Germany?
I think we have Hannah Montana.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Miley Cyrus.
But I don't watch it.
Now mention the popular. Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
Which ones do you watch?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't watch that often TV. We have lots of movies. They are translated into German, like, well, I like, so Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but that's
Brad Pitt. Okay.
Yeah. But we have lots of other American things. We use your products from Apple, and when you go to a supermarket, there are lots of English words and American products.
Yeah. How long is this? I'm going back. How long is the flight over from Germany? How long did it take you to get here?
Frankfurt to Chicago, about 9 hours.
9 hours of plane.
You know that's really not that bad. A 9-hour flight from Germany.
No, you're right. That's still a long time to be
to Chicago.
To be in an airplane.
I hate being in a plane for 2 hours.
I'm with you.
So do most of your friends speak English and German also?
The kids that came with her.
Okay. But the majority of the kids at your school just speak German?
Yeah. We speak German, but everybody has to study English.
They have to study.
Yeah.
So would you say they're bilingual? Could they carry on a conversation as well as you are? Probably not.
No.
Oh man, I asked the wrong question at the wrong time.
So you've been learning English since you were small?
Yeah, we learn English since the first class, but there we just singing some songs in English, and now
songs in English. I'd like to hear some of those.
No, I won't sing. But I'm learning English for about 6 years here, seriously.
Do you like American music over in Germany, or do you listen a little bit of both?
Yeah,
a little bit
we
of
do.
Both.
But what do we always hear from people that other countries around the world don't like the United States. They think that, you know, we're kind of we get in our business. You know, we get in everybody's business, and
I agree with them.
But what do people in Germany generally think of Americans? You can be honest. What do they think of us?
Okay.
And if you say anything bad, we're going to have to ask you to leave. So.
You can't say
that. No.
Okay. I have to think about it.
Hey, I have a question.
Fat and lazy, maybe.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, fat and lazy.
But yeah, I already knew that you're driving a lot. We have more
trains,
public
and things,
transportation.
Right?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh huh.
And
you have the Autobahn.
Yeah, we have
fast driving.
Yeah, it is, but it's for a long distance.
But there's not a lot of people that drive. Mainly they use public transportation, where we in the United States,
everybody, yeah,
we generally don't use that much public transportation.
Yeah, we also use the car, but I'm going to school by bus every day.
Okay.
Well, they probably live a lot closer to where they work, too, I would imagine. Here, everybody, you know, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people live much further away from, you know, where they work.
You have a favorite band? American band?
No, I don't have. I listen to different music.
Hannah Montana. You like
that? No, she doesn't listen to that.
I'm sorry. No.
Hey, Carmen, did you find that English was hard to learn?
I think the grammar sometimes a bit.
Well,
hard. That's all right. Dan doesn't learn
grammar.
I change the place of the words. I don't know what to put first.
Neither does he.
Yeah, that's why he's asking.
I know.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Uh-oh.
What's that? What kind of question is that?
Just a simple question.
No, I thought we were just talking about the relationship between American and German.
Right.
Yeah. And not about
what about Germans and Germans?
I'm with you, Carmen. Off limits.
Oh, my God.
So, Carmen, you went to school with Demi for the last couple of days. You're in an American school. What are some of the differences that you see when you're in school with her as opposed to when you're
okay.
over there?
I think the school is much bigger, and we have classrooms, so the class stays together in a class and the teacher's changing the rooms. And I think we don't have the choice between all these subjects. We have to take part in every different one.
So you don't have a lot of choice, you're saying?
No electives.
No, we don't have.
And you sit in one room and they come to you. The teachers.
Well, yeah. That's the way it ought to be.
That's how it was when we were younger, remember?
Yeah, sure.
We had different teachers come to our room.
We did? I don't remember that.
Oh.
Did you go to grade school, Dan?
I don't remember. I don't remember anything about school.
It's been a long time, huh? Holy cow.
Now, my niece Demi's been taking German for the past couple of years, right, Dem?
Yeah.
Can you say something? Let's see, what can we ever say?
I know. Ich liebe dich.
What does
what
that
else?
Mean?
Dan, I just taught you.
They were teaching me how to cuss in German.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, man, that's perfect.
Great.
Unbelievable. This was going so well.
I love that. But
so
Demi,
let's hear some German, Demi. Throw something out there.
Ich heiße Demi. Ich bin 17 Jahre alt. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
And Carmen, what did
now
you
that
say?
That last part was English, right?
Yeah, it was English.
My name is Demi. Is that what you said?
Yeah, my name is Demi. I'm 17. I just introduced myself.
That's better than I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you have any questions for us, Carmen, that you're here in the United States? Do you have any questions about American culture or anything? Or you really don't care?
What do you think about the German?
Yeah.
If you think of Germany, what do you think of?
When we think of Germany?
Yeah.
Or Germans.
What do we think of?
Both.
I think of Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
I think of mountains. Really pretty landscape.
Yeah.
Tubas and oom-pah-pah bands. And sauerkraut.
Yeah, my family is German. I've never been to Germany. I think that would be a very neat trip.
I have a high school friend that lives over there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a friend that lives over there, just had a baby on an army base, I guess. And you have a female president, correct?
Yeah.
Chancellor?
Angela, right?
Yeah.
Angela Merkel.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Trivia
master.
Oh, man.
So are women more empowered in Germany than they are here?
I don't know how empowered.
Independent.
Powerful.
How empowered they are here, so I can't.
Okay. You have more women in charge, in government, in
I think
leadership?
German tried to push the women more.
I like that.
So what are you going to do with your life, Carmen? What are your plans? You going to college and stuff?
I think I'll finish school and then I'll take a gap year and I think traveling abroad.
Studying abroad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'll go to university, I think.
Well, good for you. Well,
in Germany?
I don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So we're going to do a lot of things. Next week we're going to go to the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Carmen. We're going to all go to the ball game together. She's never seen a baseball game.
She doesn't understand it. Really
now don't when you're there, don't let Uncle Dan try and sneak you into places that you're not supposed to be.
If he tries to put a little red thing on your
I don't
wrist.
Want you to get you seem like a nice girl. I don't want you to get deported while you're here.
We'll just use the excuse that she's foreign.
I don't understand.
And when you go to a movie, you pay for one movie and then you pay for the next movie. You don't go from one movie and walk right into another movie without paying again.
And you get free popcorn too.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes, I love
people.
This America.
And don't ride in the car with him either.
Yeah.
That's someone else's guy.
Holy
cow. Demi gets to go over to Germany and stay with Carmen, right, Dem?
Yeah.
And when is that?
That's in June.
In June.
So,
and then will she go to school? She'll go to school with Carmen. You go to school all year round?
Yeah, they go year round, but they have like shorter breaks like in between. So they have like 3 weeks off here, and then they'll have like 1 week off in another town.
So is this one of your off times right now that you're traveling?
Yeah, this week and the next 2 weeks I'll be here. There would be school.
So you're missing school there.
Yeah.
Now, before we go, how long have you two talked before this whole trip? Did you meet Demi for the first time this week, or have you talked before?
We Skyped a few times.
Oh, before. Skype.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tech savvy. But we had like been messaging on Facebook, but other than that, no, we hadn't met yet.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, good for you. Well, welcome.
I have one more question
for
Carmen.
Of course, Dan's got one more question.
No, do they have radio stations in Germany? Are they like a lot like our stations, music stations, talk stations? Do they get political? Do they do stuff like that?
Yeah, we have different radio shows, but I've never been to a radio station before.
Oh, no, I'm sure this was a thrilling experience.
You're getting the whirlwind tour.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry this is your first. Yeah.
You got to start somewhere, Carmen. You might as well start at the bottom. Well, it was nice to meet you. Thank you for coming. You were so nervous. That wasn't so bad, right?
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. It was really good.
That's how I feel while I'm sitting here. Nice to meet you, Carmen, and nice to meet you, Demi, and the mom over there. Jody Avery is over there. All right. We have to take a quick break. We'll come back. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, the Big 550 KTRS.
All About Business debuts this Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join host Elliot Gallion each week as he brings you the latest business news and in-depth interviews. This week's debut show will highlight the city's best-known professional speakers. It's All About Personality this Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. during All About Business on the Big 550 KTRS. And now with the look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
You know, it's funny. I was just listening to that conversation. It's just how it always is. You live somewhere all your life, but you got to go to America to see a radio station.
That's right. You know? And she's so impressed, you could tell.
Boy, she gets impressed easy then, doesn't she?
Hey, wait a minute.
I think there was a hint of sarcasm.
Don't you have some
there.
Traffic to
Hey, hi, Bill.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm okay. Hey, we've got an accident. It's on the ramp from westbound 70 onto northbound 170. It's kind of in that safety V, so they've got one of the lanes blocked that you get on westbound 70, and then one of the lanes blocked on the northbound 170, so traffic is backed up to, well, it just looks like it's approaching Florissant. And then also we've got wires that are down on south of Cleed Station near Rock Hill. We also have heavy traffic. It looks like it's raining again up in around the West County area. Slow traffic from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners help keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance. Stop by your local Toyota dealer today. For money-saving offers, visit toyota.com/owners. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, My mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there,
that was very interesting.
Yeah. It's good to get a little touch of culture in this place.
Dan's niece told me that it's pretty interesting that Carmen had never used a drinking fountain before. They don't have drinking fountains over there. That's bizarre.
And a peanut butter and jelly she tried for the first
time. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That was too sweet.
That may be an acquired taste.
Yeah.
I love PB&Js.
Well, when you're kids, it's all you eat around here. So you're kind of...
Nope.
Unless you're allergic to peanuts.
My mom didn't like peanut butter, so we didn't have it at our house.
Wow.
Oh, you are.
Wonder if they eat macaroni and cheese over in Germany. That's one thing I can't stand. Coming up after 4 o'clock, Joe Hipperson will be here. Let you know what's going on around St. Louis this weekend. We'll be in just after 4. Mike Evans, of course, will be here in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll do some trivia with you in the Playhouse hour just after 5 o'clock. And if you go to my website at billradio.com, I have a picture. If you haven't seen it already, it is, I guess, the world's largest dog. And Peon was telling me he was on Good Morning America in the last day or two. It's a Great Dane, weighs 240 pounds, and stands 44 inches tall.
Wow. I think they said he eats like 100 pounds of food a month.
Well, see, I was wondering about that. What do you feed the dog, and then having the cleanup after the dog? No. No, thank you. No, thank you. But the picture is on
no
there.
Shovel.
It is unbelievable. This dog is gigantic, and they've got, you know, he poses with the family, and you got the little kid who sits on him like he's a horse riding him around the house.
Yeah.
And he takes up like almost the entire bed.
We did that with a friend of ours' dog, Thor. Donnie Zach, he used to live down the street from me. He had his dog Thor. It was a Great Dane. We had Marvel the Mustang, and we took the saddle off that, and we used to ride Thor like he was a horse.
I wonder if Thor liked that.
No, he was Thor.
Probably
his back
not.
Was Thor.
Oh,
man.
Hello,
brother.
Everybody.
Seriously, we have somebody from another country in the studio, and he can't behave himself. All right. So Joe will be with us just after 5. What time is it?
4 o'clock.
Look at that time. It is 4 at the